Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein, and today I'm joined by Mike Patterson. Mike, what do you do at Intel?
I'm in the Ecotechnology Program Office. I'm a power and thermal engineer. I've spent a lot of time looking at building design as well as server platform design as well as components inside. So I get to work at the interface between the server platform and the data center because of all the energy efficiency issues around data centers and the amount of power being used there.
Well, on today's program, we want to talk a little bit about system refresh. Intel recently announced the Xeon 5500 series of processors, and the industry has been abuzz around the cost savings associated with refreshing single-core systems with the new platforms. But I wanted to talk to you about where the real energy efficiency savings come from. How do you look at refresh, and how would you approach that with a customer?
I think the opportunity is really around consolidation and refresh, with the refresh maybe extending to the data center as well to reduce the overall power consumption of the entire system, the system being the data center and the servers.
When you look at taking out old infrastructure and putting in new infrastructure, where does the cost savings begin from the system perspective?
So first off, one of the most significant pieces of cost savings is cost avoidance in terms of not building a new data center, because there is a lot of value in the existing infrastructure, and it just needs to be reworked or refreshed so that that existing infrastructure, perhaps with some modifications, can enhance the improvement that you'll get with just a simple server refresh.
What is the role of cooling? You know, I've heard a lot of people say, we're going to take out this old infrastructure, put in something new. Do they always remember to recalibrate their cooling at the end of that process? Or do you see people just putting that in and keeping their data center extra cool?
Yeah, well, unfortunately, there's a certain population that just keeps it extra cool because it's easier than doing anything about it. But obviously, that just winds up using too much energy. And there's a huge range of opportunities in terms of what you could do with that. There are a number of infrastructure suppliers who could provide specific cooling solutions at a rack or a row level, or you could re-engineer it yourself with your own engineering staff and come up with a very nice solution that could really reduce the energy consumption and give you higher carrying capability in the data center.
Now, a lot of conversations have gone on about air versus liquid cooling. Would liquid cooling at the rack level be appropriate for some of these new installations?
The simple answer is it depends what you have in your existing data center. If you've got a 12-inch raised floor that is so cluttered with 20-year-old cables and pipes and old magazines and everything else underneath there that you're just not going to get the airflow through that, then perhaps bringing a chilled water line to a liquid-cooled cabinet would be the ideal solution. On the other hand, if you've got some airflow, perhaps it's not well managed, you could do a cold aisle containment scenario and use the existing airflow and get away with a fairly inexpensive but significantly more capable new infrastructure with air cooling.
And can you give us a context for the cost disparity between taking on a server refresh for a typical data center versus building out new facility space?
Oh, boy, that's a very, very significant difference. I mean, building a new data center is certainly the easiest from an operations perspective, right? The existing operation sits there, remains, and just chugs along. You build a new data center, you bring new servers in, and you turn those on. It's easy. If you are going to do something in the consolidation or refresh, you're going to have to a little bit more planning, a little bit more care around transferring jobs, workloads, moving applications from one server to the next to phase the whole thing into the refurbished data center. But again, the cost savings are so significant that the additional amount of work is certainly worth it.
Where would you suggest to get more information?
There's a number of places. Obviously, there's a lot of information at intel.com and it@intel.com. The Green Grid would be a good source. There's some excellent white papers that have been written by that organization. Also, ASHRAE, the American Society of Heating, Refrigerating, and Air Conditioning Engineers.
Are there any other discrete technologies that we're driving to the platform that will push efficiency further from a higher level?
One technology that's worth mentioning would be the Node Manager technology. And while that is not necessarily an energy-saving feature itself, the additional information you can get from the platform and the additional control you can apply to the platform will allow you to run your data center in a far more efficient manner.
Well, Mike, thank you very much for being here. We always love having you on the program talking about this very exciting topic.
Well, thank you, Allison. It's always great to be here, and it's something that's near and dear to my heart, so happy to do it.